Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're not going to get me twice. See that? I was paying attention to that blue light. When the blue light came on, I talked, Ed. I didn't just...
Do you realize last segment you were silent for about 25 seconds?
Was it that long? I don't know what happened. Like, I just blacked out.
I'm looking at you, and you're looking at me. I'm waiting, and I'm looking at Joe, and Joe's looking at me, and I'm like, I don't know.
Is he okay?
Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. Anyway, well, these are two of my favorite segments we have because Ken McCusick has to do all the work. Ken McCusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com here with us. Ken, first off, how are you?
Life's good.
Oh, we got to get his mic. Oh, he's in Rob's seat. There you go. He's king of the castle right now. You're driving the show, Ken. How are you?
Thanks for having me on, guys.
It's always fun. Ed?
6:02 into AM. Try that.
6:02 in the AM. I don't really have that voice. I got the face for radio. Yeah. I know about the voice. Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, this was a great, I mean, it's nice to shut out a team. I haven't done it in a long time. Coldest game in team history.
Is that for real?
Yes.
Apparently, yeah. The remaining game is going to be cold. They're playing here in Green Bay and going to be cold, Pittsburgh. What'd you like about it? I liked what I saw on defense. I liked Ronnie Stanley in fight. I was just they were physical. They were mocking people, mm-hmm. like with the crying, like you know, holding their eyes. You like that, huh?
Yeah. Loved it.
Did you really? That's funny.
There's a us against the world mentality that I think the coaches can really build on. Mm-hmm. I mean, once you get the players feeling that way, that's usually a very good thing. And the Ravens seem to have it right now. They went in there and they just beat the Bengals up in that game.
Yeah.
Bengals first drive, it looked like they were moving fairly efficiently down the field, and then they make a mistake and give up a 15-yard sack they shouldn't have, and the whole game turned.
I see a little note here. The two notes that kind of caught me off guard, the coldest game in history, and this was tied for the fewest snaps in team history.
Yeah. So
week
that,
five against Houston was the other one?
If they had 40 in week five against Houston was the other time they had 40 in a game. And it's just absurd that they would win a game like this. They got destroyed by Houston, of course, in that game. But one more Bengals first down. At the end, the Bengals are running out the clock on themselves. You know, so they get down 24-0. They waved the white flag with 7.5 minutes to go in that game.
Yes, he did.
And they started running the football on every play. They're running like they had all the time in the world. Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was great because I was afraid that look, you're not winning this game, period. But I know sometimes teams think they have to make a show of it.
Yeah,
you know, and they'll start airing out and burning timeouts, and why?
Well,
why?
It takes adults in the room, but if I'm a Bengals fan and I see that happening on, not only am I leaving, I'm pissed off. Because it's the end of the season right there with 7.5 minutes to go.
That was right after the 97-yard interception return, right?
They made it 24-0.
Yeah, that was it.
You know, three scores, three two-point conversions. I'm not saying it's likely, but you know, they obviously didn't want to didn't want to do that, and they waved the white flag, and they got it over with. They actually helped out the Ravens, obviously, significantly, not in terms of the game result, because they were going to win, but in terms of the injury possibilities of the rest of the game. Yeah.
So, Ken, one of the things that you know, I was looking at, and my concerns about the Ravens moving forward has always been pass rush. And because, like, we've talked, I don't know how many times, Ed, we've talked about this. Remember when Pat Mahomes goes to the Super Bowl? It's like, I like Tampa's pass rush. That's the way
to
really.
The two teams that beat him were the Buccaneers and Eagles. They did it with a pass rush.
What did you see from the Ravens' pass rush this weekend?
So, really weird game. In fact, I've never seen this before. I looked back to some years to see if game by game, if I could find one where they had rushed less pass rushers per play than they did this week against Cincinnati, 3.98 per play. So under a four-man pass rush on average. Very typically, you go between four and five somewhere. 30% or 40% of the snaps maybe would have five or more. And then you average something that's you know, four and a half, four and three quarters maybe. The highest against the Ravens this year, and they've had some teams crowd the line of scrimmage, has been 5.27 by the Vikings. So give you an idea of the scale here. 3.98, never seen it before. So they rushed two on one play, three on another, and two fives. Everything else was a four-man pass rush. It was extremely effective. It was a great plan against Burrow. Dropping seven allowed them to do three things, really, with their defensive backs. One is play downhill. So I love this. And then I thought the other two things is they layered their coverages very well, which means they can play more on the back end and have a better chance to have brackets against receivers like Chase and Yoshivas, who are a little faster. And then they also disguised very well in this game. So they did a good job of making it difficult for Burrow to find windows. One of the things about Joe Burrow is that it's a kind of the dirty little secret about him is he doesn't really have elite arm strength. And so he doesn't really like to throw into tight windows. And you could see that interception fear was playing on his mind on a lot of throws that were just out of reach in this game.
You mentioned the number of pass rushers they had. How do you feel? They only sacked him three times. Mm-hmm. However, I personally, we differ on the show. I'm a big proponent of hurries and hits because I think they do matter. Mm-hmm. And I think this game was evidence of that, where they only got to him three times, but he really couldn't. He didn't have a lot of time. Yes, sir.
They matter to me, too. They just don't matter to one of us. I just play it up for the other guy. Rob's like, get to the sack. I don't want this hurry.
I disagree with him completely on that, though. I think they're very important because it's a matter of putting people. Anyway, how do you feel about that? It didn't matter in this game.
The hits are a big deal. They gave Burrow a lot of ample time and space opportunities in this game, 15 relative to just 11 pressures. But the pressure they got was of high quality. So they got a lot of hits and sacks and not as many just plain pressures.
Yeah.
So they did a great job. And when they, you know, Tavius Robinson had a sack that was enormous in the game. The other two big plays, Burrow threw high, and it was in a coverage, basically a coverage situation where Smith was underneath, and they forced the throw a little bit high into the right. Smith tipped it. Gilman was set up for the interception. He was behind, but the ball never got to him because it got tipped to Humphrey instead for the interception. And then the third play was Tavius Robinson coming in to run over Burrow, and Burrow got rid of that ball and just some sort of a flotation device in the middle of the field to Van Noy. It definitely got hurtful pressure on him.
Who should we be crowning from the defense for outstanding play this past weekend? I mean, there's a lot of guys you can point at, but you know, when you have a game like this, you want to acknowledge all of them.
Yeah, the three guys I had on my MVP list on the defense show last night were Draymond Jones. Actually, yeah, Draymond Jones was number three. Roquan Smith was number two, and Alohi Gilman was number one. So Gilman had his best game as a Raven, I would say, and the interception return was good. No problem with that at all. And you know, he was in a position new to try and take the ball, whatnot. Great. The being set up on the first interception to get the interception they didn't get was great positioning, and Gilman has shown that a couple of times. He still has had some problems missing tackles, but I thought he was outstanding in this game. Roquan Smith has had 15 defensive wins in the last two games combined, 8 out of 10, 7 out of 14 this week, so that was outstanding. And then Draymond Jones had 5 quarterback hits, which was, the Ravens put something out saying it was the third highest total in the league, which I need to go check.
Well, they're happy he's hitting them and not sacking them, right? Because
yes,
it still
exactly.
helps out with
exactly.
their pick.
Yeah, so he stuck at 1.5, and honestly, the Ravens have a scenario coming up, and we can talk about this whenever you like, but they may actually have a rest game in week 17, you know about this?
Where it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, and they might sit Lamar, for example, in week 17. The two things have to happen. They have to win against New England, and the Steelers have to lose to the Lions. If that happens,
I think both are likely.
Yeah, but the combined maybe 60% each, so it's 36% on both kind of thing.
I can't say likely to a math guy because he's just going to start breaking down. Damn actuaries.
Can't help it. I really can't turn it off. Sorry, guys.
It is great.
What about the loss of Teddy Buchanan? I liked him from training camp till now and second leading tackle on the team. How big is the loss now that you're going to have Trent Simpson in there?
Yeah, it's significant. First of all, he's way ahead of the curve of where he should be as a rookie. Patrick Queen is not as good as him right now, but Patrick Queen for 2 years was terrible relative to Teddy Buchanan.
Couldn't tackle at all.
Yeah. And he couldn't cover either. So now he can't do either again, by the way, with the Steelers, which is kind of fun.
You brought up Patrick Queen. I have to say this because I just read it. It's when I spaced out. Where one guy goes, hey, nobody plays harder after the whistle than Patrick Queen. And then he just writes back, shut up.
Yeah, it's STFU, but actually it was his response to that. Yeah.
But again, like that's kind of, somebody in Pittsburgh asked me about him and said, hey, did you guys sell us a bill of goods when we got him? Because, I mean, he plays so hard against the Ravens. You just need to tell him every team's the Ravens that he's playing and you'll get his best game.
Well, last year in the playoffs, he got steamrolled. It didn't look like the effort level was very high. And then immediately after the game, his agent is putting out something about how he was sick and you can't get on one too hard about this. It was a terrible game. Belichick called him out for it on TV. I mean,
very, very ugly. One last thing here before we head out, because we're going to talk offense in the next segment a little bit. But I just wanted to get your thoughts overall on what we saw from this defense as far as, like, we talked about the pass rush, stopping the run, getting healthier. You brought up, losing Teddy Buchanan, but you got back two key pieces. Did you see a big difference with those pieces back?
Oh, they each made a big deal. So Ardarius went in and played slot corner and dime packages, which is actually a pretty big role for the Ravens because Simpson now on the field, meaning at weak side linebacker, means the Ravens are going earlier to their dime package. So on 2nd and 7 or 2nd and 8, they'll go to dime instead of waiting for 2nd and 12 or 3rd and 4+, say. But now they're going earlier to it, which means he's going to be out there more. And Ardarius played well, I thought. Made a nice tackle for 7 yards when they had 3rd and 9 that got the ball that ended a drive. And then he had a he did fine. Ardarius had two big pressures in the game. The one quarterback hit on the interception, the other that ended their first drive. So he's very big for playing the run on early downs. That'll free up Mike Green to play fewer snaps and I hope more effectively.
Yeah, we as we get to all this, we'll get to more. We have offense to get to. I'm sure Ed's probably going to ask 10 more defensive questions. Jesus. Anyway, but we'll do all that with Ken McCusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com. We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conrad Norris. Ken McCusick's in studio from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. All right, Ken, we've got to focus on some other things. Let me start it off with the offense. Ed can take it back to the defense if he wants. Want to get your thoughts on just what we saw from this group. As you said, it was a limited amount of snaps, but I've heard some people say that they thought the throw to Zay Flowers was Lamar's best throw this year or maybe in a long time. What did you see from Lamar?
Yeah, so a lot of on-target throws from Lamar to the three to Zay that were in place. The one to Hopkins was one of the best throws of the year. And boy, they need that in their regular kit is all I can say. Anytime a team crowds the line of scrimmage like they did on that play, you know, they were dropping out of it and whatnot, but Lamar sidearm immediately to Hopkins for a 32-yard gain. They need that. That's the kryptonite to take care of that crowding the line of scrimmage. The Flowers throw was beautiful corner of the end zone shot, the whole shot on the right side that Flowers made the catch on, and then the other shot where Flowers fumbles it up for an interception right into the defensive back's hands. That was a well thrown ball too, and the only really poorly thrown ball he had all day, the time he put the ball in jeopardy, was the tip. I think it was by Andrews, right? That was almost intercepted, and then it came off the
One was intercepted right off of his hands.
Right.
Yeah.
They had a great day on the ground. Derrick Henry had 100 yards and only 11 carries, and Mitchell looked good. I mean, how the offensive line play?
Yeah, a good game for the offensive line, generally speaking. Stanley had a B. I thought he played well. You know, it was really cool. Carson Vinson came in. As his first NFL snap, I gave him a highlight block on the play. He blocked Osai three times on a very extended pocket play. He looked terrific on that play, and then he looked good on the Mitchell 22-yard run, which was two plays later, and then he had three kneels, so he played six snaps in total, but he made all three of his blocks. So great start from Carson Vinson, and I'm excited to see more of him. Also, Emory Jones came in for one play after the two-minute warning and pancaked his guy. So we got a great look, hopefully, at a lot of the future of the offensive line there. You can't take too much from four snaps, but I love seeing it anyway.
I do like seeing that. I don't care.
Yeah, good. Across the line, otherwise, though, I'll just give you the grades. I thought Voorhees played his best game of the season, so he was good. He didn't allow any pressure events in the game. Linderbaum had a decent game, but he gave up half a sack. I know that a lot of people don't consider this here, but he basically got walked right back into Lamar's lap, and then that meant Lamar had to move, and he got sacked by Kolar whiffing on his guy. Folley had a D in the game. He's not on a good run right now, but he is who he is. A Rosengarten an A- with no pressure events. Lamar ran him out of one, and he faced Myles Murphy with not a lot of help. So I thought, you know, across the line, pretty good game.
Talking to Ken McCusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com here on the Big Bad Morning Show. And Ken, one of the things that we were looking at as well is the tight end group here. You talked about the play with Mark Andrews. I was kind of shocked that Isaiah Likely, after getting all the looks against Cincinnati on Thursday, they didn't even have to really use him. I don't think he got a target in the game, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Zero targets, and Andrews had two out of three for 18 yards or something. So they didn't have any tight end offense in this game. But you know what I love about this? They're not playing fantasy football, and the Ravens, when they're playing well, their stats, they don't matter at all. The defense is dominating. They play just as much offense as they need to. They run the ball effectively. It looked like they could have pretty much run for whatever they wanted to in this game. A couple of years ago in Week 18, it was actually 2020 because it was Dobbins' rookie year. In Week 18, they ran for 404 against the Bengals. And that's what this game looked like in some ways in terms of how effectively they moved the ball from the second quarter on. So, good offensive performance.
So what happens now? I mean, they're a 500 team. They're still in is the destiny in their own hands? Is everyone? But you seem to hear this, that fate's in their own hands. Is it not? Is it? And what happens this weekend? They're both the Ravens and Steelers are facing tough opponents.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, first of all, yes, their fate is in their own hands. Now, with the Steelers' win last night over the Dolphins, now the Ravens have to win in Week 18. They cannot not win in Week 18. There's no scenario which gets them in the playoffs without that. But in the next two games, it's kind of interesting. They could win this weekend against New England while Pittsburgh loses to Detroit, and then the Week 17 game would be meaningless. And they actually could rest Lamar. They could rest whoever they wanted. And not play that game. In fact, when I found out about this, and this was only last night I found out about it, but the Ravens game got moved to Saturday night, which is an enormous advantage. In Week 17, I'm talking about, which is an enormous advantage for the Steelers, because they will know going into Sunday whether or not they can rest their guys or not, whether that game means anything. But old Baltimore Colts fans will remember the 1977 season. They lost a game to Detroit in Week 13, the next to last week of the season back then, on a block punt with 10 seconds left or something to the Detroit Lions. And they let it happen because it effectively eliminated the Patriots, who they were going to have to play the next week. And the game didn't mean anything to them at that point.
Shady. Oh.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, game is out there still if you want to watch it on YouTube, by the way.
Yep. Well, Ken, so just looking at the way that things set up, are we going to see Cooper pass, or are we going to get some more Pro Bowl MVP in Week 17 if they're able to have everything happen? I mean, I wonder how many people do you bench at that point to rest up?
The problem is in football, you really can't bench everybody,
yes.
But they can bench Lamar.
Yeah, and that's the key
one.
Anybody that has anything nagging, like give them the extra time off?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Huh. Let me get this straight. So, if Steelers lose to the Lions, Ravens win, they beat the Patriots, they can just give the game to the Packers.
Yeah, so here's the situation. In that situation, the Ravens and Steelers would be tied in the standings with two games to play.
Right.
If they give the game away to the Packers, they drop at worst one game behind. Assuming there's no ties, a tie would actually potentially win the division for the Steelers. But assuming you aren't worried about ties, then the Ravens, if they win in Week 18, or let's put it this way, whoever wins in Week 18 has not only a game they pick up in the standings, but they also win the tiebreaker on that game. And so they win the division either way. So Week 17 might not matter at all. The NFL set it up this way. And
it'd be a blessing in disguise to get a bye before. Yeah. I mean, you're already in playoff mode, right?
That's exactly it. So the rest Lamar thing, I had somebody on the show last year who was arguing that the Ravens would go ahead and play Lamar and wouldn't want to let him get rusty or this or that, or you want to maintain the mindset. It's just like any Week 18 game where you're resting right before the playoffs because it's just a 5-week playoff schedule. That's all.
Do you really think he gets rusty in 1 week? That's what come on, man. Let's grab a caller here because this is a friend of the program. Let's get Trippy wants to talk some Ravens. Hello, what's up, Trippy?
Hey, what's going on? First of all, I want to give a shout out to Miss Wendy last night, man. American Airlines in Charlotte, man. I walked on the plane yesterday and somebody like, is that Trippy? And I'm like, hey. But I'm glad she said that because when I got to my seat, I'm like, and I said, like, damn, how she show me? I'm like, oh, I got my jacket on that seat. Trippy in the back. Man, I sat down trying to grab my charger, Jeremy. Man, I done left my daggone backpack in a little waiting area, man. I had to hurry up and go back and get it, man. So shout out to Miss Wendy, man. She's a big listener to y'all.
Shout out,
hey,
Miss Wendy.
Man, what's going on, man? I was listening to the re-reads. I mean, your grades from this week. Hey. We do got a future offensive line. That boy 71, man, hey, he got a future with the Ravens. Now, I wanted to ask you a question about Filele, right? Well, you know what I call him, but I can't give it out yet.
Yeah.
Filele, you said you gave him a D, right? Do the D stand for duty?
Trippy, hey, thanks for the call, man.
Hey, Trippy, thanks for the call. This is one of these things where people always beat on Filele. There's a gang up mentality that goes on with him in Baltimore because people know they can get yucks and laughs anytime they put out his bad plays, and he's got plenty of those. But the fact of the matter is, the team that played last night, the Miami Dolphins, has two worse guards. Not one, both of them. Cole Strange and Josh Savayinaya are both a lot worse than Falele. And Falele is going to get paid somewhere. I don't know how much, but there will be a market for him this offseason.
It's crazy how things work. So.
Well,
Ken,
zip sacks for Christmas.
Turn around looking for Lamar. Oh, did my guy get you? No, but again, people say it all the time, whether it's PFF or whether you grade them and give him a decent grade. It's like, oh my God, he stinks. And I think when he looks bad, he looks so bad that it kind of outweighs everything. But tell everybody where they can find you. Check out the podcast, filmstudybaltimore.com.
Hey, appreciate it, Jeremy. So filmstudybaltimore.com is the website. I'm at filmstudyravens on Twitter. And please make use of hashtag filmstudymailbag if you have a question for me. I'm trying to answer them with 1 to 3 minute videos that I either put onto Twitter, Reddit, or Instagram, wherever.
There you go. All right, coming up next, though, we got the World of Stupid. You're going to find out about an ex-Shelby County deputy who got fired for what? He said it wasn't his fault. She was doing it, not him. Central Florida man claims, what happened when he stole a BMW? I'll tell you this, it does have to do with teleportation. It's just unbelievable, the stuff that goes on. And how about this? Naked man arrested at Planet Fitness. Said he thought it was a judgment-free zone.
That's hilarious.
Sons of bitches. We do it next here on The Fan. All right. Before I get in the World of Stupid, I want to say thank you to whoever dropped off the plaque that they made for us for the Big Bad Morning Show. Got to find somewhere to put this thing up, but appreciate it getting done. What? Oh, you. We got a World of Stupid.
It was very cool, actually. And a lot of effort went into that. It was nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's very nice. But whoever did that, we appreciate it. I wanted to start off the World of Stupid with this. An ex-Shelby County deputy was fired for something that happened in a courtroom with a clerk. Here, I'll play you the audio.
The sheriff's office investigator says Lewis Hamlin engaged in oral sex inside a civil courtroom with a court clerk. Now, I do want to warn you that the details are of these allegations are graphic. Are they?
Deputy Hamlin admitted to having consensual sexual acts inside the courtroom.
Thursday, Lewis Hamlin stood before the Post Certification Commission for allegations of sexual misconduct.
Did you engage in oral sex inside of the courtroom?
I didn't engage in oral sex. She engaged in
oral sex. According to SCSO, in April 2025, they received a complaint from the court clerk about the alleged sexual misconduct. The clerk originally told investigators she was forced to have oral sex with Hamlin, but through the investigation, they deemed the acts were consensual. The acts occurred three times while Hamlin's court was closed, but he was still on the clock, according to SCSO.
So the guy's name is Lewis Hamlin, and he basically said, to be or not to be the one that engaged in oral sex. He said because he received it, he wasn't engaging.
Doesn't count.
Is it like the rule about if you're in a different area code? It's not cheating. Is that the whole thing? Is that, you know?
I guess. I don't know. That's a stretch, buddy.
So what typically happens in a situation like this, Ed?
I mean, you get suspended. You get some form of discipline, I'm sure.
Nothing major, though.
I don't think so.
I mean, do they show the video to the rest of the police officers, or how's that go? You guys get
around. That's the worst
thing
you could do, because then he'll be a hero.
Yeah. Again, the court clerk originally told investigators she was forced to perform oral sex with Hamlin. The criminal investigation was launched, but Hamlin was never charged because it was deemed that the sexual activity was consensual.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird to me to see this. This whole thing of how it's playing out and being in court to sit here and just look at the judge and go, huh, I received. I didn't engage.
Yeah.
It's a weird kind of
I would just stand
hill
there.
To stand on. All right, let's get to this next story. So many of these stories are so funny, and they all involve the police, ironically, Ed. Mm. Naked man arrested at Planet Fitness said he thought, quote, this was a judgment-free zone. I'm on his side.
I find that hilarious, by the way. I'm sorry.
A man was charged after he allegedly took off his clothes at the front desk of a Planet Fitness and exercised naked Sunday, according to local reports. He also told police that he thought the gym was a judgment-free zone. Eric Stagno, 34, was arrested without incident and charged with indecent exposure, lewdness, and disorderly conduct after police responded to the crowded gym and placed in New Hampshire. Now, the one thing I'll say, I'll get to some other quotes in here. Yeah. Doing this... You don't know if, like, there's anybody underage in there, then it turns into something else, right? Like, if you're exposing yourself in a gym and there's a...
You can't do it anyone who's of age.
I know, but, like, does it make it worse, though,
true,
right?
True, yes. My question is, did he wipe down the equipment? That's all I want to know.
Well, like, just to be fair, some of the pictures I've seen, he didn't wipe well.
Oh.
And I wasn't talking about the equipment. No, I'm just kidding. When officers arrived, they found him there completely nude, on his knees, and...
What?
In a yoga type position.
Oh.
Check out my downward dog.
He's doing child pose or something. Ugh, ugh.
What if you saw him at the stretch zone, Ed?
Don't besmirch my stretch zone.
I pulled my butt cheeks apart under the name Mike Honcho. I pulled them apart. That's what I did. Come on, man. By the way, that's from Talladega Nights, if you're wondering. I didn't just make that up. All right. This last story here, I love these. I've had so many of these where it's like, let me take my glasses off. There's so thanks. There we go. We can look at each other right now.
Yes.
There are so many of these stories where someone gets caught, and I know you have a ton of these, and whatever happened couldn't have been their fault for whatever reason. I had one in Florida. Ironically, a lot of these are in Florida. Had one in Florida where they caught a woman with a bag of cocaine, mm-hmm. and she said it flew in to her purse. So they found the cocaine in her purse. She's like, I don't know who that is. Somebody must have put it there. Maybe it flew in while I was driving. Top was down, so maybe that's what happened. This is one where...
I've had some doozies.
What are your... Do you want me to do this one and you give us your favorites?
Go ahead.
So Central Florida man claims the stolen BMW that was in a high-speed crash, yeah, he was teleported into it. He didn't actually steal it. I was getting ready to put my glasses on, but I forgot to put them down.
Mm-hmm.
This happens in, oh my God, it's Florida. Calvin Curtis Johnson, 36, accused of stealing a BMW and is facing charges of grand theft auto after he claims he teleported into the stolen vehicle, according to the Volusia Sheriff's Office. A man left his BMW convertible unlocked at Bicentennial Park with his keys and a closed cup holder while he left to walk his dog. Why wouldn't you just put your keys in your pocket? Why are you leaving it in a cup holder?
People are just lazy. People do it all the time.
A few minutes later, when he came back, the car was gone. And a few minutes later, there was a car crash. Witnesses helped the driver out of the car and said it was going over 100 miles an hour when it wrecked. Unbelievable. I mean, it's not his. He teleported in and it was going at such a high rate of speed he couldn't control it, Ed. So is it really his fault?
No.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't his fault. I'm surprised you missed. Did you see that the executions doubled in the United States? And you know who's responsible?
Executions have?
People putting people to death.
Yeah. No, who's responsible?
Florida.
Oh, Jesus.
They've had a sharp increase in putting people to death in 2025.
Intentionally?
Yeah.
And that's, you don't believe in a death penalty.
No.
Yeah. It's,
but they don't think there's, you know, it's
people that deserve
horrific
it.
Stuff that you deserve it. And, you know, it should be more painful. The problem is you shouldn't execute one innocent man, yeah. in my opinion. But yeah. the worst, I've seen so many stories. People make excuses. It's not my car. It's not my coat. There's coke in the jacket. There's all this nonsense. My favorite, this is sad because it was a homicide. It was a terribly gruesome homicide. It's a day like today, like one of those 14-degree days in New York City. Walk out of a construction site. We get called there as soon as we get in as detectives. And there's a mannequin over an upside-down wheelbarrow. It was a naked woman. It was a prostitute. Mm. Head was bashed in. The panties were stuffed in her mouth. She was beaten badly and killed. You know, it's terrible, terrible fate. Another trite expression. They always come back to the scene of the crime. Sure enough, this is now, it's like 10 in the morning. We're still processing. We're trying to, you can't fingerprint. There's a lot to do.
Was he there watching?
The midnight security guard comes back. Drives back just to see what's going on. You got off duty 2 hours ago. What happened to the construction site? Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, except tonight. So we get him in and eventually.
Did you see that right away or was it something you found later on that he was there?
No, we knew right away.
Okay.
So therefore I'm like, oh, we're talking to you.
Yeah.
Like, let's go upstairs. So we take him to the squad. His story? She was there. He was there. She was hitting herself in the head with the rock and stuffing her panties in the mouth with the stick that he used. They were sticking out of her when we found her. Yeah. And then she fell on it. That's how it happened. She was doing this and then dropped it and then fell on the stick and then it got, ah!
It's like all those.
So, you know, you would love me. So I'm like, oh, I can see that. Would you mind writing that down for the DA?
Yeah.
He did. He did. That's the dumbest story I've ever heard.
It's unbelievable that people think that some of this stuff can pass. I did like the guy who killed his wife and they went through his internet history and then they saw him searching for what to do with a dead body and all the other stuff, the typical things. Then they have him on camera at Home Depot buying the products that were used to kill her.
Yeah.
You know, like
a sledgehammer and lime to cover the body.
Do you remember the movie Pain and Gain that The Rock and Mark Wahlberg were in? That was based on a true story where they tried to return an electric saw that had, you know, human hair and skin and all this stuff in it. Tried to return it, and everyone's like, what? What are you trying to? They all got busted. And anyway, if you haven't seen the movie, it's pretty dark. That being said, we'll keep moving, and we'll talk some sports here. We're going to get back to some baseball. A lot of baseball talk in the next two segments. Orioles, do you think the Birds can afford to outbid the Yankees or Red Sox for Michael King? I do, but we'll get your take. 410-583-1057.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome back.
What?
Now that I'm not bringing that one there. Sitting here in a commercial break, and all of a sudden we're having a conversation, and then Ed just breaks into something, and I went, well, that came out of nowhere. But
not really.
Well, I guess to be fair,
maybe it's just a different generation. I just find it funny that there's so many people here that, you know, common occurrences in life mm-hmm. are just, it's like you're being burned at the stake.
Yes.
It's like everybody's Joan of Arc. It's like, yeah.
I just want to win.
It's life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. See, anyway, what we're going to get to baseball. We're going to talk more baseball here. The segue away from this before we get ourselves in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Mike King. Okay. Mike King used to be on the Yankees, was traded to the Padres. Is that right? I'm trying to remember who the Yankees would have got back in that deal, or was it some other deal? Maybe it was a three-way deal, but anyway, was there, moved on. Pitch well for the Padres. He's not necessarily a household name for a lot of people because people will know Ranger Suarez, who was on the Phillies, and you know everybody's been talking about his numbers in the postseason and how good he looked last year. And Framber Valdez, that's a name that people know. When it comes down to Mike King, I think he's flying under the radar. And the teams that are in on him right now are apparently the Orioles, Red Sox, and Yankees. The one thing I always say about this is anytime you can get a free agent that you like, that other teams in your division are on, I think it's a double win because now they have to react to not getting him.
How do you feel the fact that you kept saying, we've been talking about this with Alonso, with everybody, Schwarber, Alonso, now King, Orioles, Red Sox, Yankees, that the Orioles are in a conversation with the Red Sox and the Yankees and the Mets and just the other big spenders, the Dodgers.
They offered the most money.
Kind of cool now, no?
No, they offered the most money to two free agent hitters, and one of them was a DH, full-time DH.
Yeah.
They offered the most money to them. One team matched it. The stupid-ass Mets, I don't know what the hell they're doing. For a guy that has those deep of pockets and you don't want to re-sign Pete Alonso there because you want to get better defensively at first base and you think you might have better ways to allocate that money and then you go give $40 million to Jorge Polanco, what are you doing?
Yeah, I still don't buy that. I don't know. I've never heard really of anyone that wanted to improve defensively at first base.
Let's get rid of the guy that hits 50 home runs.
Right.
Or, you know, 40-some.
You know, your corner outfielders and infielders are your power bats. And that's what really matters. I don't know. I don't know what the hell the Mets are doing. If Nimmo was a fan favorite, he's gone. Alonso's gone, which is shock. I'm stunned.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we have him, but I'm just stunned. And Edwin Diaz, is, see ya.
Yeah, he got pissed.
He was mad.
About Juan Soto's rule that he had to have 30% Latin. Oh, sorry. That's That was out of the National Enquirer. Let's grab a phone caller here. Rick is in West Baltimore. And apparently, Rick, you're the one that made the plaque?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, man.
How y'all doing this morning, Carl?
Good, man. That was really nice of you.
Yeah, we really appreciate it, man.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, I enjoyed the show so much. I just had to figure out a way to, you know, really thank y'all for your work. And that was my way of doing it.
Yeah, we said we put it up in the studio, but then you'd have to make some for the other shows, and I don't want them to get one.
Oh, so, well, no. They're not getting one. They're not y'all.
I'm kidding. No, but hey, Rick, seriously, man, that stuff means a lot. And again, that making something and dropping it off and not even looking for the recognition for it, but I do appreciate you, man.
Well, you're welcome, fellas. And I only had two comments on. One is for the Ravens. If we see that team that we seen Sunday, we got a good shot coming this Sunday.
Yeah.
And then with the Orioles, fans, be patient. We had, you know, you didn't grow up like I did, where I'm an older guy. We always were in Super Bowl back then. But, I mean, excuse me.
World Series, yeah.
Right. But just be patient. We had, you know, a little while ago, we had nothing. In just a few years, look what we're talking about. So be patient. Let Elias do his job.
Hey, Rick, thank you so much, man. I hope you have a wonderful holiday, all right?
Y'all do the same, fella.
Thank you again, man. Appreciate it.
You know, it's one of those things in working this job, and I know we say it all the time, like, you don't realize how much you're a part of people's lives on
Absolutely.
A daily basis. I've said this before, like, I talk to people on this radio show more than I talk to family members. And that's why I do it, because I don't want to talk to them. No, I'm kidding. Like, it's just the way that life works. I mean, at some point in your life, you're going to realize, I don't know how young or old people are out there listening to this, you get to a point where you're like, damn, why am I not... I was such good friends with this guy. Why are we not talking? Where life just pulls you in different directions. Yeah, so
does.
Do appreciate it, man. So, all right, we've got the final hour of the program coming up. We say this every time, Ed. This damn show flows by so fast. The Daily Line's coming up in the next segment. I got plays for the NBA Cup, college football bowl game. Yeah, well, you're going to watch the whole thing tonight or try to? No?
I might, yeah.
I mean, it's Knicks. It's a championship.
It's Knicks.
You get to hang a banner.
Ridiculous.
But anyway, we'll get into all the games coming up at 9:15. But up next, do you have an issue with Gunnar playing in the World Baseball Classic? Sounds like he's sliding over to third base. We'll talk about all that. It's a big thing for teams wanting, hey, do you want your players to play in the Olympics for their team where you're paying them, but they have a chance to go out there and get hurt? We discuss that next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.